Let's finish with some music. And today we welcome Cape Town-born singer-songwriter Janie Bay, who... The story starts, as it does for so many of our best artists, grew up in a musical family, sang in the church choir, played in garage bands when still at school. But in Chawson Janie's case, it carried on and developed much more seriously thereafter. She started out initially writing and performing in English, then branched into Afrikaans music as well, has dabbled between the two very successfully. Her first album, Miscellany, was actually Sama nominated in 2018. But quite intrigued to hear the story behind her new single, which is a country track, or rather a pop country crossover. Everybody else is doing it, including Beyonce, so why not Janie Bay? Although I'm sure that's not the reason. Janie, good afternoon. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me.
What did make you branch into a country direction?
I actually had an opportunity. So Spotify actually contacted me after they went to one of my shows. Wow. And they said they're connecting with Spotify in Nashville. They're building a good relationship. And they just really like what I do, because I don't like to be in a box. I like to do different styles of music. And they asked me if I might be keen to write something. And then they will try to get me on some of those international editorial playlists. So That's why I went for it. I'm happy that I did.
Okay, I can't wait to share the result with our audience. The song is called Miracles, and I believe it's got a particular source of inspiration. Won't you tell us the story?
I don't know if anybody has seen Daisy Jones and the Six, but it's a really cool series, and it's kind of based on Stevie Nicks' life and her time with
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah.
And yes, and then the guy that she was seeing that was also in the band. So it's loosely based on that. There was a book, Daisy Jones, as well, and it's just about kind of from her perspective, the way that she experienced the relationship with Billy, who was the character in the series. And I was just really inspired because it's just a beautifully told story, and the way that they did it, it's also in the music industry, which I understand. I just felt like it's that thing where you love someone for so long and you feel like you wish that you could be together, but you're hoping for a miracle that someday you might be.
I haven't seen the series, but I absolutely devoured the book in one sitting, Janie, so I can totally understand why you found it a spark of inspiration in it, and I'm so looking forward to playing the track for our listeners. Where to from here? I mean, have you had fun with the country sound? Is it something you think you'll want to explore further, or do you have any sense of where to next?
I think with pop music in general, it's so open these days. And when you feel like you're inspired by something at that moment, the crossover is happening with different sort of genres and sort of different sounds. Last year and the year before that, it feels like it was more hip-hop beats that went mainstream, and now it's country again. I would like to try again, because we got quite a few nice playlists and overseas podcasts and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's a good start. So we'll see. Hopefully I can try and put another one out, and we'll see where it goes from there. Maybe a long-term English project or overseas project.
Well, please keep us posted, Janie, when that happens. In the meantime, though, all the best to you for the success of the new song. It's pretty fresh to our charts. It only came out in late February. And it's my great pleasure to share with you today Janie Bay's latest single, Miracles. Her name's Janie Bay. You can look for her on all the major social media platforms at JanieBay, or check out her website, janiebay.com. That was the new track called Miracles.